Is Home Remedies. I'm your host, Keys. Happy Lunar New Year, Year of the Fire Horse. And for those observing Ramadan, I Mubarak. And for today's Home Remedies, I decided to make a show about the musician and producer Nile Rodgers. Playing in the background is his band, Chic, their song Everybody Dance. And so I consider Nile Rodgers to be a musical genius and a musical hero, a creator for the ages, and his influence across decades and genres is amazing. And so I'm going to be playing songs by Nile Rodgers and Chic, and songs that Nile Rodgers collaborated on, that he wrote, produced, played guitar. Here's another song, Dance, 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 Yazza, Yazza, Yazza by Chic. So for today's Nile Rodgers show, I'm going to be interspersing some interviews with Nile Rodgers. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter show, but yeah, you'll get to hear about Nile Rodgers talking about his collaborations and these points in time in his life, in his own words. Here's him talking about another Free Chic song.
And she told us on the phone, she says, all you have to do is come to the back door, knock on the door, and tell them that you're personal friends of Miss Grace Jones, the exact phrase. This is 1977, going into 1978, New Year's Eve. You know, Studio 54 is the center of the disco nightclub universe. So we knocked on the door and said, we're personal friends of Miss Grace Jones. And the doorman opens the door and he slams the door in our faces. And as the door was slamming shut, he told us to fuck off. And he says, oh, fuck off. And we were shocked. We tried it again. He really was angry. He said, man, I said, fuck off, slams the door. And it seemed pretty apparent that we weren't going to get in that night. So we walked around the corner to my apartment, which was just a block and a half away. And I'll show you what we did. It's exactly what we did. We picked up our instruments and we did what the doorman had told us to do. We went. Aw, fuck off. Fuck Studio 54. Fuck off. Aw, fuck off. Fuck Studio 54. Fuck off. But it was so early in that. Freak out. Freak out. Listen to she. Freak out. Freak out. Listen to she. Freak out. Freak out. Listen to she.
Freak out. Oh, freak out. Let's freak. won't settle for less. Don't be a drag, participate. Clamps on the half shell and roller skates.
Songs to me. It came out in the summer of 79 where we actually had two number one Billboard pop singles. Good Times was, I don't like to say it's the unofficial beginning of hip hop, but it had so much to do with the foundation of hip hop because I remember Debbie Harry and Chris Stein from Blondie taking me to what they called a hip hop. And there were a line of DJs, and the only music that was played for about 4 hours was the breakdown of Good Times. And this line of DJs all had rhymes that went to Good Times. And the next thing I know, Rapper's Delight came out a few weeks later.
To the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a talk y'all, you don't stop. I go hotel, motel, and what you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, the mic, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper, you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle-a-bee-bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, cause you're rock and a roll with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. So unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished your hour, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate, and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang, bang, nigga say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
We're not really stars, we just had hit records. So we were good in the studio business, but we were not good in the star business, certainly not in the superstar business. So before we composed anything for Diana Ross, we wanted to write about things that were in her universe. So we went to her apartment and we interviewed her for a couple of days. In those days, I loved to go out and club hop and party. And Bernard was exactly the opposite. He was a family man. So, you know, he never really hung out with me much except for when we were working. One particular night, I went to a club, the Gilded Grape. And the Gilded Grape and the G.G. Barnum Room were mainly trans clubs. They were very, very underground, but really super cool and hip. They played the best music in town because they didn't have to worry about the bridge and tunnel crowd, as we called it. They didn't have to play the hits. They just had to play music that inspired people. So I went to the bathroom, and while I was in the bathroom of the Gilded Grape, I happened to notice that there were at least 6 or 7 Diana Ross impersonators. And I was blown away because it was like that light bulb moment where like I got an idea. But because I hadn't worked with any stars, I couldn't even get excited and say, yo, 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 you know what, guys? Man, I'm doing Diana Ross's new record. Because even though people sort of knew me, they really only knew me, you know, for Chic and Sister Sledge. Anyway, so I ran outside to call Bernard because you couldn't
call from a club inside because it was too noisy. And we didn't have cell phones in those days. So I ran outside. I called him up and I said, look, man, just whatever you do, please write this down for me because I know I'm going to stay up all night and wind up getting drunk and I wind up forgetting. So I explained to him the situation that I was in the bathroom with a lot of Diana Ross impersonators. And I said, you know, Diana Ross is revered by the gay community. And if we wrote a song called I'm Coming Out for Diana Ross, it would have the same power as James Brown's Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And Bernard finally got it. You know, he woke up enough to get it. And next day we met in the studio and I played something like this.
Hi, you're listening to Home Remedies on Radio Valencia. I'm your host, Keys. I've been playing songs by musician and composer for the ages, Nile Rodgers. What you just heard were the songs I'm Coming Out that Nile Rodgers and his partner, Bernard Edwards, wrote for Diana Ross. That song was from 1980. And him talking about that song, him making that with his partner, Bernard Edwards, for Diana Ross. And then just now, the song The Reflex, which Nile Rodgers produced for Duran Duran in 1984. Coming up are more songs Nile Rodgers wrote and produced or played on. Coming up is going to be some David Bowie, Daft Punk, and the B-52s. But first, I wanted to share a quick thing from Neil Hamburger about the 50 Years of Punk event Radio Valencia is co-presenting at Mabuhay Gardens coming up.
This is Neil Hamburger, and I wanted to call your attention to a gala event coming up on Saturday, February 28th, to the newly resuscitated Mabuhay and On-Broadway nightclubs. It's a 50th anniversary of punk rock, featuring Flipper and Friends with live music and oral history, video presentations, DJ sets, a zine and record swap, and, just in case Liza Minnelli shows up, a full bar.
Sitting in the corner all by himself, sipping on an orange juice. And I just boldly walked over and introduced myself because I knew that he lived in the same building as a lot of the young Americans. They were all friends that I had gone to high school with. And so I just started chatting with him. And for some reason, we instantaneously hooked up, because our conversation went from the young Americans and the friends we knew to jazz musicians that we idolized.
And David Bowie, was he... Well, to be as creative as him, you've got to have a vision and you've got to stick to it, right? I mean, was he difficult? Did you argue? What was your personal relationship like?
We didn't argue because I stuck to the vision. Basically, what had happened is before we wrote a note of music, we went on a week-long, two-week-long expedition journey, if you will, of music and rock and roll iconography all around the city, all around New York City. And after that, we had a very good holistic idea of the album. And then he said to me that he wanted me to do what I did best. I thought that he didn't know what I did best. And I said, well, what do you think I do best? And he said in no uncertain terms, you make hits. I want you to make a hit. And I was perplexed. Like, David Bowie wants a hit? I mean, you're just coming off of Scary Monsters. That's so unhit-like to me in my world. So I was a little dumbfounded, but... Yeah, go ahead.
So who was the teacher in this relationship and who was the student? I mean, were you teaching him how to do hits or was he teaching you how to be the cool rock guy?
We became partners, so it was a sort of symbiotic relationship. So this is how David made me clear as to what the record should sound like. He came to my apartment one day and he was holding something sort of behind his back. I wasn't really paying attention to it that much, because he would knock on my door, ring the bell. I opened the door, and he had it behind his back. And he says, "Nile, darling, I want my record to sound like this." And it was a picture of Little Richard in a red suit getting into a red Cadillac. And I knew what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. I knew that he didn't want a record that went, "Dun, dun, 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 or dun, 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 good golly, miss." I knew he didn't want that. I knew that from the way that picture looked, that he wanted something that was evergreen, that would look like the future, even in the year 3050.
that this would, you know, or 30, you know, whatever, it makes no difference what year it was. It would seem plausible that a band, a live band, could walk in and just say, "Hey, we just made this record today." Like today, if you heard Let's Dance, even though we may not have had a lot of the sequency type of things that you have in current music, but you could still believe that a live rock and roll band cut Let's Dance if you just heard that today. It would be believable.
Well, tell us about Let's Dance, because there's a very notable riff, a kind of catch in Let's Dance.
I'll run with you. and think that they didn't even think that that was the big record. They thought the big record was Lose Yourself to Dance, which is why we have this beautiful, elaborate video with hundreds of extras. Get lucky. It's because some guy who got the album in, I don't know, somewhere in Europe, because in those days, they, I believe the album release date was on a Tuesday. Now they've moved it to Friday. But so they had to get the records in the stores first because they put it out on vinyl. They got the record in the store and he listened to it and he went, oh, this is the real thing. I don't know if you remember, maybe you're too young, but at the time there were all these fake Daft Punk records coming out. But he had the real thing. And when he played it, everybody in the world heard the real thing. The guys called me up and said, Niall, what do we do? He's ruining our marketing plan, because they were going to, they released it in some little farm and I don't know where the hell it was. And I said, you know what? Let's give it away to everybody in the world free.
Wow.
And we did that for 2 weeks. Everybody could listen to the whole album. So it made that one guy who had the record, it made him unimportant, and Apple just put it out to everybody free.
We're up all night to get lucky.
You've been listening to Home Remedies on Radio Valencia. I'm your host, Keys. Today's show has been celebrating the work of musical creator and composer for the ages, Nile Rodgers. I've been playing interviews of Nile Rodgers, him sharing in his own words about his collaborations with other artists over the decades. I love learning about his musical influence and what he's inspired. And earlier I played Nile Rodgers talking about his partnership with David Bowie on the song Let's Dance, and then the song Soul Glow, which he wrote for the fake commercial they played in the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America. That audio is from Nile Rodgers and Cheek's performance at NPR's Tiny Desk. And a little bit ago I shared him talking about the song that he did with Daft Punk and Pharrell, Get Lucky. And so there's something I heard him say about that song that I wasn't able to find any audio recordings of. It's something that he shared at a big concert I was at in Bryant Park in New York City back in 2016, the Roots Picnic. There was many musicians, D'Angelo, Wu-Tang, David Byrne, I think, Alicia Keys. But one of the biggest highlights was Nile Rodgers playing Get Lucky. And I remember him talking to the audience about how he got the chance to work with Daft Punk right after he had gone through intensive procedures from cancer. And that song, Get Lucky, was manifesting recovery from his scary and difficult bout with cancer. So